Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. And I have recently just got back from Bali. And let me just say that my body's still adjusting to coming back. It's not that much of a time difference, but for some reason I'm just like my body clock is really out of whack and I have a bit of a blocked nose if you can't already tell. But I'm glad to be back. It was a great holiday, really interesting holiday, really fun holiday, good times. I want to talk about some topics today that kind of like I observed over my trip. And I'm going to talk about something today called black and white thinking, because black and white thinking is really one of those things that's going to affect people in their life in lots of different aspects. And I mean, keeping true to the theme of this podcast, like obviously I tend to focus on weight loss, but if you haven't already noticed, weight loss, like, because how we do one thing is generally how we do everything, right? So you'll notice that the issues that crop up in other areas of your life crop up, like it's the same shit is what I'm trying to say. So black and white thinking is a trend that you'll notice in your dieting, but you also notice that you do it in other areas. And black and white thinking was something that I really had to tackle in order to overcome my emotional eating and lose weight. And this is what I keep on saying to you guys about emotional eating and about weight loss and stuff like that, is that if you do this deep inner work rather than just going on a diet and you do the psychology behind weight loss, it's like you benefit from it in other areas of your life, because it's the whole reason why people have a weight issue is deeper than just what they're eating. It's to do with their means of coping. It's to do with covering up emotions that they don't want to deal with, that kind of thing. And I've witnessed that, like just spending time with a girl that I know this last week, you know, and it's like, when we have these issues around coping and around our emotions, it's like that kind of reactionary thing comes out, and we don't realize that instead of experiencing the emotion, because we judge emotions, because we fear emotions, we get hungry instead. And like, what I want to talk about is how this is linked into black and white thinking, because it's really interesting from like what I've observed this last couple of weeks, that it's kind of like reverting back to even how I used to think of things and how I used to think of the world. And the thing is that our brains are designed to try and like see things in a certain category. So like black and white thinking pretty much is like the brain wanting to divide stuff up into categories. So that's when you'll be like, this is right, this is wrong, I hate this person, I like this person, or this food is bad, this food is good, I'm a failure, I'm a success, I'm like a smart person, I'm a dumb person, I'm, you know, like it's really black and white. It's like you're either one thing or another. And this also links into the like fear of failure and stuff, because people who have really strong black and white thinking tend to be the ones that fear failure the most, because they're either good or bad. There's no in between, right? So black and white thinking is really just very, very, I don't know, like I kind of see these people as like very, very, like I used to be like that too, and it's like very opinionated, like not open to things. It's like, okay, so that food is bad, that food is good, that person is bad, I'm like, yeah, like that kind of thing. It's like black and white. It's like there's no in between. It's either good or bad, if that makes sense, right? So black and white thinking can be an issue when it comes to emotional eating and weight loss, because if you're judging others really harshly, if you're like putting people in categories of like you've got to be perfect or else you're shit, that kind of thing, then it's you're going to be judging yourself on those same terms. And what black and white thinking in terms of self-love is kind of like, this person rejected me, that means I'm not worthy, that kind of stuff, right? So for example, a guy rejects you and then you think, wow, I must have done something wrong, or I must be an idiot, this is why I'm single. And it's like your brain starts to search for these reasons, and it's like black and white thinking, so it's going to come to the worst conclusion. And it's like you think your ego, and you think that you're better off by believing that, but it's just an illusion. Like the ego is an illusion. You're not better off by trying to believe the worst of yourself. You're really not. And the more that you do the deep inner work, the more you'll see this. But a lot of the time when people haven't done a lot of self-development, or perhaps like they're very much stuck in this world of listening to their ego, they're really kind of brainwashed by their ego. Like they think that they're genuinely helping themselves by thinking of the worst. And hey, look, like I always tell you guys the truth, and I say, like, I try to be as authentic as I can, and I try to say that I don't necessarily have it all figured out in different areas as well, because I just don't think that we never stop growing and learning as people anyway. But like when it comes to around food and a lot of things, I have done a fuck ton of work, right? And so there's still a lot for me to learn in other areas of my life, and I've still got stuff that I'm working on. But I am constantly working on myself. I'm constantly learning, because that's my passion, and it's important for me to continue this self-development journey and then help others with theirs as well. But like the thing is with black and white thinking is that there's times where the ego will be like, you know, everything's gonna go wrong, and like it thinks of the worst, and then it thinks that it's helping us. And a lot of people I notice who perhaps haven't done any work on their mindset are very reactionary around this. Anyway, like here's the thing as well, just like a quick tip. Like if you are on this mindset and manifestation journey, and then you have people around you who don't necessarily support that or whatever, I've experienced that the worst thing you can do is try and convince them. You're not going to convince the skeptics, because even from a law of attraction perspective, they're not in the vicinity of listening to the solution. Like they're not a vibrational match to the solution. They're a vibrational match to wanting an argument. They're in a vibrational match to wanting some sort of drama around wanting to oppose with you. They're operating from their ego. They're wanting to they're wanting to basically, yeah, operating from the ego, they're wanting to have that argument, they're wanting to oppose you. So they're in that vibrational vicinity of opposing somebody. So if they're wanting to oppose somebody, they're never going to see your side of things anyway, unless, you know, like unless you escape that heated argument energy and then you dissolve that and then you have a discussion again in a different energy. But if, like, for example, you're following my podcast, you're doing my course, and you open up to somebody about it and say, hey, I'm doing like weight loss mindset, weight loss psychology. And like I've said in a previous episode, how when I'm working on my money mindset, sometimes I don't want to talk to people about it because it's like my little baby. Like my coach Kimberly, when you said, like, it's like your little baby, you don't want to put it out in the cold and let people like just be exposed to it. That's kind of how I think you should go about your own journey as well in certain situations. Like there's some people who you don't want to get into that place of I've got to convince them or I've got to prove it to them, because if they're not a vibrational match to that information, it doesn't matter what the fuck you say, they are not going to agree with it. And it's only going to further bring you down in energy to continue to try and prove things to them. It's just not worth it. Just end the discussion, move on to something different. Like there's other things you can talk about, you know what I mean? And that's also something that I'm having to learn, especially now, because it's like it's something that I do as a business. So naturally I want to talk about it. Naturally other people want to ask me about it. But I've just got to pick and choose which situations I'm going to engage with. And that's just a boundary that we're allowed to have. Like we're allowed to have boundaries around what we accept into our lives. And it's funny because, again, another thing there is boundaries. Boundaries is something that I didn't have when I was an emotional eater. I was very like, just went with the wind and kind of like let people treat me however they wanted to treat me and was a people pleaser, etc., etc. And it's not to say that I don't struggle with that ever now, but I'm very, very different to how I was. And that's exactly what I was trying to say in a post that I posted the other day, was like, your journey is your journey. Don't compare yourself to others. I know how far I've come, and that's what matters to me, not how I am compared to others. And that's really important for you to understand with weight loss, with any type of self-development. It's like, look at how far you've come. If you keep on comparing to other people, that's going to be an issue. Because, yeah, we just shouldn't be comparing to others. But anyway, like with this whole black and white thinking, just place this black and white thinking into a dieting category, for example. Like I said, like black and white thinking, if you're struggling with this, it's something as an emotional eater or somebody that wants to lose weight, you're going to want to start looking at areas of your life where you tend to be a black and white thinker. Because from my perspective, knowing that I used to be a really strong black and white thinker, not so much anymore, I think I've changed a lot. Pretty much black and white thinking will lead you to emotionally eat. From my experience, black and white thinking will lead you to emotionally eat. It is in your best interest to change your perception of things if you want to overcome emotional eating, if you want to lose weight. It just helps you all round become a more emotionally stable person. And listen here, I have emotional freakouts all the time. It's not that I don't have times where I need to vent, where I start like just spiraling, right? And I'm working on that continuously still. But compared to when I was emotionally eating, it's a whole different level. I express emotions now, I don't repress them. That's why I no longer have a weight issue. So I think there's this perception again from black and white thinking. When you're a black and white thinker, you think that when people have something figured out, they're a perfect person. So you'll put people up on a pedestal when you think that they're better than you, or you'll think that they have it all figured out. etc., etc. And then you'll judge people very harshly when they're not fitting that perfect image that you created in your head. And you'll notice that you'll judge others on this, and then you'll judge yourself by the same perfectionist standards, because you'll say to somebody else, oh, like, you're meant to be doing this and that and this and that, or like, you're meant to be blah, blah, blah. I'm judging you right now, that kind of thing. But then you'll also judge yourself by these harsh standards. So you want to make sure that in terms of overcoming emotional eating, you become like, you lower the standard, because actually perfectionism is the lowest standard. Actually, it seems like it should be a high standard, but because perfectionism doesn't, like, perfect doesn't exist, if your standard of living and your standard of judging others and judging yourself is so high, you're actually losing out even more. I noticed this because when I was a perfectionist, I was worse off in life, in like my weight, in my general day-to-day happiness than I am now. And it's like, right, I'm more accepting of myself. I'm more accepting of others. I don't have black and white thinking. I don't expect myself to be perfect emotionally. I don't expect myself to be perfect ever. And hey, I'm actually better off. So again, it's coming from the ego. It's just this illusion that you should be perfect and that people need to be positive all the time, and that there's no such thing as being negative. Again, like, you're an emotional eater because you fear and judge emotions. So it's going to make sense that you're not accepting of these emotions or judging others for having emotions, right? So just be aware of that kind of thing, because that's really important. Because to overcome emotional eating, you just have to start viewing negative emotions as just part of being a human being, because they are. And it's like, I'll have a freak out session or whatever. I'll have a venting session and I'll basically just be a psycho for like an hour and be like, oh my God, I'm so upset about this thing. I'm so upset about this thing. Or I'm like having a rant about this thing. And then an hour later or 2 hours later, I'm like, oh shit, I was a bit of a psycho then, wasn't I? And then I move on. Right? So there's a difference between me having a freak out for a short period of time. I am not repressing anything. This is really important. I'm not repressing the emotion, because if I repress the emotion and resist it, it will only persist. So I don't necessarily give a fuck if people think I'm crazy for those few hours, because actually I'm an emotionally stable person for majority of the time, due to the fact that I like don't repress shit, right? So this is really important. You kind of have to get over that fear of expressing yourself, expressing your emotions. And this comes back tying into black and white thinking again, because when you're so afraid and you're judging and you're fearing expressing emotion, it's because of the black and white thinking again. It's because you think that there's good or bad, you're psycho or you're stable, or like you're happy or you're sad. And it's not like that. Life isn't like that. We are complex human beings. There is no black and white. There's so many different levels. You can't be like, that person's dumb, that person's smart. It's like, that's such a rigid way of thinking and viewing the world. It doesn't work like that. And that's why also from a self-love perspective, wedging yourself from these black and white standards, like, this person rejected, your brain will do this if you're an emotional eater, I guarantee you. This person rejected me, therefore, because my brain does this and I've worked on it, and so I ate this, therefore now I fucked up on my diet. That's black and white thinking. It's like, I ate this, therefore I fucked up, or I've gained weight, therefore I've failed. And it's like you literally fall into this ditch that you've dug, because it's like, instead of rising up and being like, oh yeah, okay, I fucked up, let me not judge this, let me not fear it, let me just fucking move on, let me express any upsetness about this situation, but let me not get self-indulgent about being a victim in this situation, or self-indulgent in the sense that I just drag it out for months on end and then I gain a whole bunch of weight because I'm not dealing with the emotions. Because that's the thing. If you're judging negative emotion, you will not be able to lose weight because you are not, you're just in opposition. You're in opposition to your own self. Of course you have to overeat. Of course you struggle with your weight because you're a fucking human being. You're going to experience negative emotion, but it's your choice whether or not you allow yourself to, number one, repressing emotion is even worse than like dealing with it. Number two, you deal with it and you don't let it drag out. That's pretty much the rules of like overcoming emotionally eating. And pretty much the rules to, I'm noticing a lot of other things as well, like applying it to a lot of other things. So anyway, like that's why black and white thinking in terms of fear of failure and stuff like that sucks as well, because you'll just be like, I did this, therefore I am this. You're giving it a meaning. Now That's the problem when you give things a meaning. You're like, I am this, therefore this happened, therefore I am this. And you can address whether or not you're this person because you do the same things to others. You'll be like, this person did this, therefore they are this. And it's like when you apply meaning to things instead of just seeing the world or other people as not complex beings, but it's not as simple as saying, oh, this person's good, this person's bad, this person's smart, this person's dumb, that kind of thing. It's like you start to have a different perception of things. And when you start to have a different perception of other people, you also won't judge yourself so harshly. When you don't judge yourself so harshly, you won't need to turn to food as much, right? It's all linked in together. And that's why black and white thinking will only sabotage you in life. It will only cause you to basically come to a point where you no longer develop as a person, where instead you start going backwards, you start having problems in life, you start complaining, you start gaining weight, and then you just put gaining weight down to I'm getting older, right? It doesn't matter if that's what you've done though. Again, no judgment. That's the whole thing of life. It's we're fucking human beings. Like we go through tough times. Have compassion for yourself. You're okay, right? That's the main thing. That's the whole thing, is that to balance, this is how I see like true motivation. If you want to know how to motivate yourself, if you want to know like how to become more disciplined, like I've always said, you don't become more disciplined from an energy of fear and forcing. That's why dieting is like a lack of band and you'll bounce straight back. It's no, discipline and motivation comes from love and compassion, meaning you can't have compassion and judgment in the same energy. They're opposing. You can't have guilt and compassion. You can't be guilty whilst, like, it just doesn't match up. So if you have fucked up in life, okay, like have remorse for it, accept that you fucked up, accept that you've made a mistake, but have compassion and love for yourself and deal with it and learn from it and have the lessons, and you'll notice then your motivation will come back. You start praising yourself, motivation will come back, because motivation is a high vibration energy. My voice is going. You're not going to be motivated if you're pushing and coming from this energy of discipline. Like when other people are on a high, like when other people want to kind of talk about discipline, yes, they might be coming from an energy of you need to work your shit out. But in order for you to actually work your shit out, you can't be coming from that energy. You've got to come from, okay, let me work myself up this ladder of energy. Let me just actually accept where I am. Let me list, like, feel my emotions, and then I'll rise up from there. That's how I've always done it with emotional eating, and it's worked out for me. And I'm noticing that in other areas as well. But yeah, anyway, I think that's about all I want to say today. My voice is like going and it's like such so weird to be talking. But I hope this episode has helped you guys out. Back from Bali now, so back straight into it. And I've got some stuff coming up for you guys, which I'm really excited about, that I've been working on for a few months, which I think I've mentioned it before, the monthly membership. So I know a few girls have been inquiring about that, and it's coming very, very soon. 2019 is here, so we got to set some goals, don't we? We got to set some goals. So I think that I want to arrange something around that for you guys to help you solidify who you want to be in 2019. Like, who the fuck are we going to be? What are we going to do? Are we moving forward this year? Hell yes. Let's move forward, right? Because that's what we need to be doing. I hope I'm making sense today, because I tell you what, like, I just am like so off whack. Especially because my nose is blocked. But hopefully you got something out of today. Black and white thinking, not going to serve you, not going to serve your relationships with others, not going to serve you in life, only leads to self-sabotage. So become more aware of when you start being black and white thinker around every aspect of your life, around judging others, around judging yourself, around judging your eating, around judging your weight, everything. Okay, you guys, I love you guys. I will see you in the next episode. Have a lovely week. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.